Freedom isn't just an American thing. It's an everybody thing. We tend to think in America sometimes, I believe, that because we have red, white, and blue, and we charged up Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, and we have entered wars around the globe and have helped others try to establish freedom or retain their freedom or get back their freedom, that perhaps we have a corner on the market. Perhaps the red, white, and blue in America freedom is the only freedom. And I don't know that everybody feels that way, but that seems to often be a sentiment, I think, in our country. And, you know, clearly at this time with the Ukrainian war that's taking place between Russia as they invade Ukraine, it is very clear that freedom is not just an American thing. It is an everybody thing. And once you have breathed the fresh air of freedom, it is virtually impossible to take that from somebody without a significant fight. It can't last. You cannot muzzle, you cannot silence a people that have been free to move, to express, to become in the long run and be successful at it. Eventually, they will find a way. You know, I'm reminded of some of the smarter animals in the world that I've seen in some of the feeds on social media. I find them very entertaining, and a lot of these dogs and cats can find ways out of their home or out of their cages. They come up with innovative ways to become free. And you know, we as humans, with our intelligence levels being so high, with the cognitive capabilities that we have, with the ability and the desire that we have to become, to grow, to learn, it's just impossible to hold somebody down permanently and extract their freedom from them. You know, tyranny, dictators, totalitarians, all these different evil people who have attempted this in the past and have killed millions, have all done it in the name of some type of social solidarity, some unifying theme that promises great rewards as they unify them and bring them together. But in reality, it is a lie. It is about power. The mere fact that the Soviet Union, Russia, used to be the Soviet Union, becoming the Soviet Union again by way of ideology and action, the fact that they can limit and punish some of the wealthiest people, not only in Russia, but in the world, by sanctions, tells you that a communist regime that has so many people at the top with so much money, huge yachts, places to live, such an expansive financial influence, the very fact these sanctions are taking place is an oxymoron to the ideology and the doctrine that socially we're going to bring you together and we're going to make everybody equal and we're all going to rise at the same time. It's pure and utter nonsense. I respect and I salute the Ukrainian people. I respect and I salute the people that I've dealt with in Central America, in Africa, in Haiti, Thailand, and Burma, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua, who want to be free, who want to express themselves and to become and to grow as far towards the heavens as they possibly can. I respect them, I honor them, and I implore all of us to watch their behaviors, to see what they do to regain and to retain these very freedoms that we're talking about. You know, natural rights is a term that was foundational to the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And it started in Rome and Greece a long time ago. It was further articulated by a man named Locke, a Scotsman, who was the one who was modeled to create the documents that I've talked about, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And natural rights, basically, the premise of it is that we all have the natural right, the God-given right of expression, of freedom of movement, of possession, of liberty of thought and deed. And I, this day, am grateful to live in a land of America where we have those inalienable rights and where we strive to preserve them. The greatest risk, I think, that we have in our country comes from the legislation that can take away our freedoms by law, where they can slowly suffocate our freedoms by law, by the removal of our rights and our expression, our liberty, the right to possess property and things, independent of a government. I have a good friend from South Africa who is in the South African Special Forces, and he actually has a podcast here, if you look for him, David Fabricio. And he's a great man. And David watched his country and their freedoms taken from them by law. And this is not an apartheid issue or a black and white issue. This is an issue of the freedoms being removed by legislation. And it happened to the blacks, and it happened to the whites, it happened to all races and all people in that country, and they struggle through that. I hope this day that as we move forward, we first acknowledge in gratitude to the heavens, to God, the gratitude for the freedoms that we possess, that are foundational from the beginning of the world, before the world was, and extended now to this time in our lives. And as we witness the great sacrifices that are taking place in Eastern Europe for the preservation of those very freedoms, that we also do all we can to help them. Open our wallets, move our feet, have a supportive opinion, follow them, look at those who are sacrificing their lives, pay honor and homage to them in prayer and expression. This is David from the Velvet Hammer Podcast, wishing you to have an extremely wonderful day and a life filled with absolute freedom.